CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this Super Tuesday, voters in more than a dozen states head to the polls. Texas is one of the 15 states holding Republican primaries. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Dallas.
If early voting numbers are any indication, Texas turnout will be very low for this presidential primary. Clarissa Martinez isn't worried about numbers. She just wants to make sure that everyone who wants to vote gets the chance.
When the voter comes out and they have that sticker, it's like, I voted. It's like, woo, you voted.
She's a volunteer driver in South Texas for a program that offers free rides to the polling place to anyone who needs one. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A deadly industrial fire in suburban Michigan. Truckloads of butane canisters caught fire north of Detroit, exploding. A 19-year-old a quarter mile away was hit by debris and killed. James Crumley goes on trial. He's the father of Ethan Crumley, who shot and killed four people at his high school in 2021 in Michigan. Crumley's mother was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for allowing him to access the gun he used in the shooting. This is ABC News. For the first time in weeks, a picture of the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, the first after her abdominal surgery in January. She was spotted in a car with her mother. But ABC Royal Family contributor Robert Jobson says it's not being officially published in the UK.
The UK press over here, ever since the death of Diana and also the inquiry into the tabloid media after the phone hacking scandal, have signed up to a self-regulatory agreement that they will not breach privacy.
Now, the announcement today, her first official public appearance, will be set for June at the Trooping of the Colour. Ukraine today claiming it sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea, the attack apparently carried out using drones. And lawmakers on both sides in Alabama State House and Senate are moving ahead with measures to protect IVF facilities across the state, pausing procedures after the state Supreme Court ruled that the frozen embryos used in vitro fertilization are essentially people. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And we'll continue with more news in just a little bit, but we promise you we're going to talk winter boys basketball here, leading up to sectionals on Thursday. And we've got us Curtis DeCora. He is the assistant coach there at the winter school, and head coach is Coach Hatamaki. So Coach DeCora, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. You bet. Let's talk a little. This has been quite a season for you guys. What a fun team you guys are to watch. Talk about when you and Coach Hatamaki, when you took over the program a couple years ago. Talk about kind of what your philosophy was going in and what led to this abrupt turnaround in the winter program. So talk about that first week or two when you guys took over and kind of what you were thinking and working toward with this program.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a big believer. I've been coaching for 15 years on and off varsity level. I do off-season training. I run a basketball club out of the Hayward area. So I've been around the game for quite a while. One of the biggest, I guess, areas that I felt needed the most development in northern Wisconsin was the skill development. So anything from, you know, the pivot foot, the passing, catching, finishing, ball handling, you name it. It was just the skill is so lacking. So, you know, that was my first priority was let's place a really strong emphasis on helping these athletes develop as much skill as possible in the first year. You know, wins and losses, whatever comes our way, but we're just going to really place a very strong emphasis on skill development, the ability to shoot, pass, catch, and another side too was, you know, the style of play. It's very slow. You know, a lot of teams, you know, like to pass the ball. They get about 40 possessions a game, and everyone plays the same style. So, you know, we just didn't want to be another team that, you know, ran the same style, but just not as good as another team next to us. So I said, let's speed this thing up. Let's get up to 80 possessions if we can. We do average 83 possessions a game now. So we were able to accomplish that, but it was just, taking the mold, breaking it, and doing something much different, which, you know, we really don't see in these parts of northern Wisconsin. So that was really our true goal. Another goal that isn't talked about very much is the fact that, you know, the season belongs to the players. The team belongs to the players. You know, I'm around the game enough where I see coaches kind of place their goals on the players. Whereas I said, you know, what do you guys want to do? And, you know, last year they came off of, you know, multiple 3-win seasons. And I said, no, realistically, what do you guys want to accomplish this year? And they made it abundantly clear. They said, you know, 12 wins would be very nice. Win one playoff game. And, you know, if we can implement the system, we'd like to score about 60 points. So we finished the year last year with 13 wins. We won our first playoff game. And we did average 70.2 by the end of the year. So, you know, accomplishing some of those goals that they set for them was really a big deal for me, and making sure that me and Coach Automaki, that the players are steering the ship. So that was something I think, you know, creating that sense of ownership that really drives a lot of these goals.
Right. Well, there's been talk the past few years about implementing a shot clock into high school basketball. Are you guys in Winter aware that they did not implement that shot clock? Because I watched a film of your game yesterday, Coach. You play the game like there's a 12-second shot clock. It's you get up and down the court.
Yeah, we've heard about that. I've heard it going around a little bit. Oddly enough, you know, it is part of our philosophy. We do practice with an 8-second shot clock. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just something that I wanted ingrained in the boys' mind is, you know, when we get up the floor, it's not about thinking, it's about reacting to the situation. And it's funny that you mentioned that, but yeah, we practice with an 8-second shot clock.
Well, it's got to be so much fun for players like you've got some good 3-point shooters, but Norski has had a record-setting year. It's got to be, like you said earlier, changing that philosophy of, oh, should I shoot, to, well, if I'm open, I know I'm shooting, right?
That's correct. You know, for at least for me, you know, I see some of these teams and, you know, they don't have the skill set yet or maybe the ability to play at a faster pace. So when we do play at a faster pace and they start thinking, you know, I see a lot of turnovers come from that. You know, some teams try to implement this new style of play where it's really fast and run and gun style, and the kids get to thinking and they turn the ball over. So it's kind of comical, but last year with the group we had, I said, don't think, if you're open, shoot it. I'd rather have you shoot the ball and us have an opportunity at an offensive rebound than turn it over. So we still live with that, but we're getting much better at taking shots where we're comfortable and we've practiced them. And but yeah, that's really a thing is, you know, we'd rather take that shot than turn the ball over and give it back to the opponent.
Yeah, and you've got a player that is averaging, what, close to 23 rebounds a game, because with that many possessions, of course, Coach, comes the opportunity to not only defensive rebound, but to offensive rebound also. So that's quite a year. I don't know what Gunner officially ended up as rebounds per game, but that's a crazy number, isn't it?
It definitely is. He's at about 20.6 right now. At the time of the WIS Sports article that they wrote, he was up to 22.8. He had a couple 33 back-to-back games. And it is, you know, he's not doing anything special. It's just attributed to the style and the pace that we play at. I've had multiple people reach out and ask after that article, like, what are you doing differently? I said, actually, nothing. We just have almost twice the possessions. So if your guy's averaging 11 rebounds a night, that's where he would be at 40 possessions. You know, so we're not doing anything special.
Yeah. Well, your team averages we're looking at about 82 points a game. You've hit the century mark four different times. And we're going to talk about your opponent on Thursday because you're going to play a pretty good defensive team on Thursday. But that has to be a lot of fun for your bigger guys like Carter Pettit, he's a 6'6" guy, to know that the shot's going up early and if I work hard, I know that these rebounds are going to be interesting because we all know from watching the NBA, Coach, three-pointers lead to interesting rebounds. They usually don't end up right around the basket, do they? They lead to a kind of a spraying of rebounds, don't they?
Right, yes, correct.
And they've been able to benefit on that. I mean, Carter has benefited on that and others too. And your philosophy, do you guys full-court press the whole game? I watched some of your film. Or do you do it sporadically, or do you like to extend the floor the whole game?
We like to extend the floor the whole game. Like I had mentioned earlier, the disparity of skill level in northern Wisconsin is pretty low. So we want to exploit that as much as possible. So if we've got a team of rotation of seven and only one can handle the ball, then we're going to see a pretty successful night. If you've got two or three, then we're going to cause some chaos, but eventually we're going to get to those two players that can't handle the ball very well. Yeah. So that's kind of been a philosophy for us, is making sure that we're going to challenge each player on the floor that's one of our opponents is, can they handle the ball? Then show it to us. Otherwise, we're going to trap you. We're going to press you the whole game.
Right. We're with one of the assistant coaches for Winter Boys basketball team, Curtis DeCora. They're going to be in action Thursday. We'll talk about that game in just a little bit here. You were hit by the flu bug and COVID, sounds like a little earlier in the year. Your record is at 20-7, and I'm believing that record probably would have been even better than that had you not had that stretch of illness in there, but everybody hopefully is healthy now.
They are. We're healthy now. We've got a few bangs and bruises, but we did hit a 5-game losing streak, which, oddly enough, that's kind of where everyone was sick with some type of bug, and they didn't want to, step aside or take a game off. So they played through some of that, whatever was allowable. But we obviously weren't at full strength. So we know that, we're 20-7, but we know internally that, we should have been, 24-2 or something right now, 23-4, or, a much better record, maybe even a higher seed.
I would like to have seen the look on some of the kids' faces, Coach, when you announced to them that we're going to get that ball up the floor, and if you're open, shoot it. We're going to hit that 8-second shot clock in practice. Some of those kids' eyes must have just lit up, and I'm sure that inspired them probably to go home and just practice firing threes. There had to have been a glow in some of those players' eyes, Coach, when you talked about that with them.
Yeah, there definitely was. There was actually some resistance as well, just because, you go home and your parents are like, well, that's not how you play the game. And, you gotta move the ball around, look for the best shot. We shoot. I still to this day tell the kids, I firmly believe, and I talk to a lot of coaches, I firmly believe we shoot the most in practice than so not just off season, but in practice. I said, we shoot the most probably in any team in the state of Wisconsin. So if you're open, let that thing go. I mean, you've practiced it enough. You've had, almost 8, maybe even 10,000 reps here just in season. So if you're open, take that shot. So it's, yeah, and that's why we implemented the 8-second shot clock. It wasn't to, make the kids believe that we're going to play like this. And it's not very pretty, but, when we get into the game and we're in the first 12, maybe 15 seconds, we'll find a good look.
Yeah.
But at that 8-second mark is, you're really pushing that thing up and your feet are set. At first they weren't, but now they are. Now they're driving. There's a sense of urgency, but yes, 100%. They kind of lit up once we played our first game last year. It was against Mellon. And we didn't play a lick of defense, but that gym was packed because it was like a layup drill. We'd take a layup, they'd take a layup. We'd shoot a three, they'd shoot a three. We ended up losing that game, but it was, I want to say it was 92-89, and that was the most, at least points on the scoreboard that Winter had saw in definitely over two decades.
Yeah, it's fun for the kids, that's for sure. 82 is what you average right around there per game this year. Well, let's talk about the game on Thursday because you guys have Owen Withey down in Medford. And from looking at Owen Withey's games this year, they're a defensive team. They're almost the antithesis. They are the opposite of you, Coach. They play lower scoring games. So this will be the ultimate clash of a couple of different styles, won't it?
It will be. It will be. It definitely will be. We heard the same thing, from playing Hurley, from playing Drummond, because I still firmly believe Drummond is one of the better defensive teams in the state. Just their style of play. They're really gritty, really physical. I know Owen Withey is a little longer. We've got some big boys, So
yeah, yeah.
Once we get that thing over half court, we haven't been pressed all year. They've tried. There have been a few teams that have tried. And it's not that we're world beaters or anything. It's just our style of play is if you're not conditioned and you're going to set up a press, you've got to be able to withstand that thing a little longer than 3-4 minutes. So we're pretty satisfied with where we are right now, and we're pretty satisfied with the matchup. It's not to say that, you know, we're going in as heavy favorites or anything. It's just with a clash of styles like this, I we're pretty comfortable with who we drew for the sectional semifinal. We know they do some really unique things that actually got them to where they are now. So we're really looking forward to this game on Thursday.
And for those younger kids listening, it's about shooting and stuff too, but the dedication to being in shape too, Coach, is very important for you guys too when you played at that pace, right?
It definitely is. You know, we've got, you know, some of our practices are end to end. You know, for 2 hours we're moving the whole time. You know, we've got a basketball in our hand. We're using all 84 feet or 82 feet of the floor. You know, we don't stand in line. Everything's moving the whole time. And we're always challenging them too. So, you know, if we do a layup drill, that's full court, you know, for, let's say for 2 minutes and, you know, they make 150 layups as a team, I would like to see them make 170 layups. So we always challenge them. We're increasing those numbers. Every one of our practice drills are timed. So we can see the progression by the end of the season. Here's where we started. Here's where we are. So we do some things like that, and that keeps them pretty sharp, pretty challenging themselves at least.
Yeah, got to be very exciting, not only just the season itself, Coach, but it has to be very exciting because the winter basketball program has not been good for a long time. So I'm sure there's a sense of renewal within the community that you have to be feeling, right?
There is, yeah, and we feel it. We started seeing it a little bit last year. You know, we had a few games towards the end of the season where you know, it might have been two days before the game or something, right? And we'd have a business owner come in and say, hey, we'd like to cover your team meal. Why don't you come over on Wednesday? So we do that and then take some pictures, put it on Facebook or something. And then we get two or three other businesses. Well, hey, I want to cook for you guys too. So towards the end of the season, you know, we were getting a lot of business support and we weren't really asking for it. They wanted to do that. They wanted to help and show that, hey, you know, we're happy for you guys. We're really satisfied with what you're doing, and we support you.
Yeah. Very exciting times, Coach. We look forward to being able to bring that game on the radio for those who maybe can't be there or see it, so they can listen to that game Thursday night. So, Coach, good luck to you and Head Coach Hadamaki in the game on Thursday. We thank you for making that such a great experience for the kids as a coach. So thank you for all you do for the kids.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Coach DeCora. Good luck Thursday.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, take care.
Coach Curtis DeCora, he's assistant for the Winter Boys, and head coach Josh Hootie Hadamaki. I initially messaged him, and he said that Curtis is the guy who handles that stuff. So that's why we talked to him about the winter team, and we're looking forward to bringing that game on Thursday. Good luck to the Winter Boys.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Country. We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all, and damn babe, it's all your fault.
music. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Oh, 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning.
Feel it. tells me when you start to dance, maybe you will turn into a we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the air. See, I can feel it in the air. I can feel it.
Kane Brown there at 98Q Country. All right, we got some, I got good news. I was searching through the all the prizes for the Snowball Throwdown, and I forgot to mention that we do still have a $25 gift certificate to Jack's Corner Bar. So if you have not won twice, if you won Zippo, go ahead, call. Once, yep, twice, you're out. 715-762-3221. We'll take caller four. So we got $25 to Jack's Corner Bar, or Shawamigan Home Furnishings, or Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, or Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, fun place to shop, Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair in Prentice. So we have six $25 certificates still remaining on the prize wheel. So your procrastination, yesterday was National Procrastination, was it day or the whole week? I think it's the whole week. It has paid off. So your chance to be a winner is right now, 762-3221, caller four. Good luck.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips. All right, let's see if we can give away another $25 gift certificate. Who do we have on the line with us?
We have Alan.
Alan, hey, we'll give her a shot again. All right, I like this. It's a double. It's a two for Tuesday, Alan. All right, let's spin that wheel here and see what we got here for you, Alan. Alan, we got Fraser Mercantile in Catawba. That is a really fun place to shop. $25 for there, Alan. You just tell me which one.
We're going to try A,
and let's see if that is going to make us. I think we've got like five in a row here. Here we go. Let's see what we got.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost.
Come on, Alan.
We're going to have a little fun.
Free for all. Now for some real fun.
Let's go, shall we?
Yeah, Mom.
Let's go. What are you waiting for?
Ow! Son of a...
Yeah! Yes. We must be butter, Al, because we are on a roll. That's right, baby. Alan,
right, thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you, Alan. Have a great day there. Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, you are off of the wheel officially. So Alan has taken the second one. So tomorrow, we'll put $25 for Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, and Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair in Prentice. We'll put all that up for grabs tomorrow when we throw some more snowballs.
Progressive asks, what to a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey,
way! My window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Here I go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Before I change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Kiss her one time.
velvet in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait. Draws life like a dream. Thanks you, 7 pound, 5 ounce in a car seat, creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. But you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait.
Chesney there at 98Q Country. Reality Radio tomorrow morning. We got a busy day. We're going to be talking with some of the folks, youngsters who are involved in the Addams Family musical coming up a week from this weekend. So Mr. Donner and some of the crew will join us. We'll get a little song, I'm sure. Have fun with that. We're going to get Ron back in here from Nemeth Implement to talk a little bit about what's happening down there, down in Stetsonville. Scott Hahn going to stop on by and talk Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show with a couple of special guests. That'll happen at about, 9. Oh, hang on. Yes, Ron is going to join us a week from, so not this week. I've got the wrong week here, but we got Mr. Donner and the musical folks coming in. We're going to talk about the Rhinelander Expo tomorrow. We did that last week. Big event going on Thursday at the Hodag Dome. And then we're going to talk with folks from BC Auto Repair also during Reality Radio tomorrow. And Scott will be in. So, all right, got the right week now. We're good. So all that's on Reality Radio tomorrow morning. Lots of good local stuff. And we'll throw some snowballs too. So we're going to take a little breather today. We got Bucks tomorrow. And then we're going to bring you the Winter Boys Basketball on Thursday. Bucks back on the air Friday. We might have more winter basketball on Saturday if they pull off that game on Thursday. Enjoy the sunshine. Not going to be overly crazy warm, but a nice sunny day, mid-upper 40s or so. John St. John is coming in next. Greg Gunderson is in from 2 to 7. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Roof, roof. Marshall to BC Auto Repair, Towing and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Paul and the whole doggy gang. Purchase 4 new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a 3-year road hazard warranty and 1-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with the BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Selecting the right multi-peril crop insurance policy and hail coverage are big decisions. Thankfully, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can help you find the right fit for your farming needs. The specialists at Ag Country know agriculture and will utilize their exclusive Optimum tool to save you time and protect your bottom line. Contact your local Ag Country office today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation-operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
There's the